It's episode 264, and we've got plugins for inline quizzes, page builders, setting appointments, renaming users, Facebook Messenger integration, and image hover effects. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the sunny shores of beautiful Vancouver Island, where I just sent my kids out to go catch Pokemon.
Well, from Laguna Beach, California, where I don't even know where what the Pokemon is, I'm Marcus Couch.
It's that one great craze that's happening right now. They launched, 2 weeks ago, maybe, or a week and a half ago?
Yeah.
They launched in Canada yesterday, and Canada promptly broke their servers, which is yay Canada. And it's working today. My kids are thrilled. They get to go chase around and play Pokemon, which all kids between the ages of 7 and 15 know just about everything about Pokemon. So,
besides that, what they should do? They need to change that game to where people go out and pick up litter and clean the streets.
Now, that would be a great thing to do. Now, there's an app if you can find a way to do that.
Right, you get points for the junk that you take a picture of that you trashed.
That's a beautiful way to help clean up the environment.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we've got the usual great show for you today. So right off the top, don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you got a few minutes, we greatly appreciate your time over on Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs up button or leaving a review on their site. Or please stop into the iTunes store and leave us a review there. We have a great link on the website that makes it easy to get there.
Yes, that really does help us out in terms of the rankings, and we are steadily in the top 3 in terms of the WordPress podcasts out there, but we'd like to keep it there, and it takes a lot to keep that bird up in orbit, so please do your part, leave us a review, and even if it's critical, and we have one here later in the show that's slightly critical, so we're happy to have those as well.
Absolutely. All right, and a little bit of self-promotion. Don't forget, we are WordPress professionals, and with over 25% of the websites on the web being run by WordPress, it has become the largest target for hackers and scammers there is right now. And of course, if that happens to you, your site gets broke, hacked, scammed, any sort of way whatsoever, well, I can fix it for you. Feel free to pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729, or send an email to john@wppro.ca, and I'll help get your website up and running and fixed.
Excellent. And just remember, everyone, my newly created Membership Coach program is your go-to resource for all the training, advice, and support you need to develop, grow, and thrive with a profitable membership site. So please go to membershipcoach.com. We are live right now. I'm doing coaching calls actually with everybody who signs up. And actually, John, the average time that I've spoken to everybody who signed up so far, 2 hours on the phone.
Well, that's a lot of bonus time for them to sign up for you.
Yeah. The cost of signing up to the program basically just paid for itself with just the phone time that people have had with me, let alone all the courses and training and everything that we have. So that is a limited time offer, by the way, that everybody who signs up for the pre-launch pricing actually gets a free 40-minute coaching call with me. So go to membershipcoach.com, sign up. It's less than $60 a month. You can't beat that for everything you're going to learn. And if you're a developer, which a lot of you are, I'm going to teach you how to sell membership sites to your clients. I've got worksheets and everything else you need in terms of submitting a proposal, all the components you'll need, all the time that's involved. Well worth the program. Head on over to membershipcoach.com.
Absolutely. All right. And we would like to thank our donors here. This week here, we've got Jez of Jez Web Party Limited, who donated $50 for us. He donated on behalf of one of his clients, Yellow Coaching, at yellowcoaching.com.au. Thanks, Jez. And he left us a great message with this last donation. Jess says, appreciate your work, John and Marcus. I agree with your sentiments about Jetpack. Completely unnecessary. I'd much rather not have our sites bound to the Jetpack ecosystem. The killer for me was some years ago when Jetpack Automatic just randomly would disable our entire WordPress.com account without warning, and that would break all the Jetpack stats for no reason. After I asked, eventually got it turned on again, but three times and I was done. So that pretty much burned the bridge with me for Jetpack. Plus, it's mostly useless fluff that I don't need anyway. Thanks for all the time you put in the show. All the best from Jez, CEO of JezWeb.
Yeah, nice.
Thanks, Jez. Nice. We really appreciate your donations here. We're going to have to think up some great peerage for offerings to those of you that are donating regularly to the show. We greatly appreciate it. And to those of you who came in under $50, hey, we greatly appreciate you too.
Absolutely. Everybody who's contributed to the show, it makes a huge difference in what it is that we're able to do just because of your donation. So I want to thank everybody there. Before we do have one iTunes review, and I do want to mention one bit of news about a really stupid person. You ready?
Sure, go ahead.
There's news circulating around about a guy who's had a blogger.com blog for 14 years, and then Google decided to discontinue his account.
I remember that news.
Yeah. Well, now he's whining and complaining and asking for money and all that other crap to do his stuff. Sorry, man. WordPress has been out for over a decade. It's your own fault. You're an idiot. You deserve to lose everything because you didn't have foresight. That's just my...
Or even the ability to make a backup. You should always back your stuff up if it's hosted on a third-party service.
Yeah, I can't believe you. Oh, Google's so evil. Well, you know, you're an evil idiot for not taking charge and owning your own content. And that's what WordPress enables you to do. So I have no sympathy for that person.
All righty.
All right. The people that I do like, though, are the people that leave us reviews. And this is a 4-star review from Roger Bennett. And his title is Great Podcast Going Into My Second Year. His review is as follows. I always enjoy listening to this podcast. Marcus and John are great hosts and do a very good job at presenting relevant information and, in my opinion, fairly rating the plugins they review. I'm going into my second year of listening to them. My only point of constructive criticism is that there seems to be a technical issue on the podcast from time to time. I realize one of them lives in California and the other in British Columbia, so they are not present in the same studio. But oftentimes, the sound quality of the podcast is not consistent, as one of them sounds much better than the other due to whatever software they're using to host together. Other than that, I would say great job. Please keep up the great work. Well, thank you, Roger. And to address that, yes, John and I are working on that. It's iffy. And if you would have heard our shows maybe, 100 episodes ago.
200 episodes ago. Between episode 40 and 60 is really bad.
Yeah. Yeah. So we are aware of it. We do know about it. And we're taking steps to correct it even further. John and I both work out of our house. So it's sometimes a little bit difficult with background noise and things like that. But we do our best. And we're actually going to try some new things coming up. John and I have talked about doing a blab. There's other opportunities that we may have to even get the listeners involved. So stay tuned. We got a lot coming up.
We do. And thanks a lot, Roger. I would like to mention to you also that those of you that have been donating to the show, where you're helping to improve the sound. Hopefully it's slowly getting better. I mean, we've purchased up some new mixer. I've got a new mic on the way. I mean, I know one of the biggest is it's usually me that the sound is not quite right for, and it's been due to the inability to get the higher end equipment. But with your donations to the show that everyone's been providing, the money has been going directly into the show to improve the equipment and the recording software for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. So thanks a lot to everyone. Keep donating to the show. We greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's pretty much covers up all we've got. I guess it's time to dive into the meat and potatoes, eh?
All right, let's roll.
Off we go. All right, this week here, the first plugin I have was sent in by Andrew Dobson at, it's a tough name. I had it up earlier. Anyway, you have to check out his domain. It's Sakian Tai Chiang Mai www.tattoosandtattoos.com. It is a website that helps you get some really interesting tattoos over in Thailand. At any rate, he sent this plugin in. It's not one of his, but one that he found and thought we would find useful. It's called Easy Appointments, and it's a plugin that is a great one. It was sent in. He discovered it, and he thought he would share it with others. It's an appointment plugin that allows you to set up for multiple locations, multiple services, multiple workers, multiple connections. It looks to be a pretty great plugin. I gave it just the initial run through to see how it worked and how it's set up. It allows you to customize, to be personalized for your business by setting custom messages, adding additional custom fields to the forms. So when someone creates an appointment, you can collect all the information you need for that type of appointment. It also allows you to set redirects, so you can redirect them to another page or another piece of information after they complete the appointment. So there's lots of great uses. The biggest drawback I found is that it only works on your website. It doesn't connect with any other calendars out there. So you can't integrate it into a Google Calendar, nor is there a way to collect funds. Say you want somebody to book an appointment and prepay some money. It doesn't have that. But according to the developer, that information, that stuff, those items are under development and they will come eventually. All in all, it looks to be a pretty decent plugin and checks out really nice. I rate it at 4 dragons. Check it out. It's Easy Appointments.
Yeah, I actually checked that one out too. And that's really nice actually for booking things. And you can actually attach a price tag to it as well.
Yeah.
The example that I saw on their website had a car detailing demo. And not only did you get to pick the services that you want as far as your appointment, but you got to pick the detailer, the person, the actual person. Yeah. I could see this working very well for like a beauty salon or a hairstyling studio or something like that.
Oh, yeah, excellent for places like that.
Yeah, yeah, really good. All right, the first one I've got for you today is called Image Hover Effects Pack. And a couple weeks back, I did an image hover plugin, but this one's way better. This one has over 150 animated hover effects that are totally CSS3 based. It actually is all CSS, unlike the other one. This allows you to add also animated captions and text on top of your images and has a ton of customization options as well. And the thing that I liked about this that the other plugin did not do, this one is 100% responsive and also has some pretty cool snap to grid options as well. I would have given this one a perfect 5 out of 5, but there is also a pro version of this. And you know my rule, John, I take 1 point off for that. Absolutely. So this one gets a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Still sounds like a fairly useful plugin.
It is.
Okay, the second one I've got in here for you today, it was another one sent in by one of our great listeners out there. It was sent in by Andrew Worsfold at gettailor.com. And this is one of their plugins. It's called Tailor Page Builder. And this is a page builder plugin to allow you to customize any page. They claim this that it will work with any theme out there, so I thought I would put it to the test and use it with a theme that I have from Code Canyon that has its own built-in page builder to see what kind of mess it would make. And it turns out it conflicts very nicely in that way. So it can't be any theme, but any theme that doesn't already have a page builder built into it, it worked well. I did give it a fair chance and loaded it up with a couple other themes and seen how it works. It allows you to build your customized pages using an interface similar to the WordPress customizer. Drag and drop your elements over and set them up. The one thing I did find is it only will customize pages. It won't customize individual posts. So that was kind of a bit of a drawback for me, because there's often times where you'll want to customize a post. And one of the websites I use with the theme is sometimes the page builder allows me to customize posts along with pages. Other than that, the interface is pretty nice, clean, simple. It works very well. It's a great plugin. Check it out. It's called Tailor Page Builder, and I gave it a 4 dragon rating.
Beautiful. Nice. I'm always into page builders. Yep. I like Cornerstone as the best one so far, but I'm going to check out Taylor.
That's my major one. That's because it comes with all the themes that I've purchased from
Code Canyon. Okay, so the next one I have on deck here is called User Rename by Azed. And that's kind of a weird name. It should have just been User Rename. But This plugin lets you easily and completely rename a user account, and that's the login, the nickname, and the display name. And lately, I've had many different instances where I've had to actually change in a username, and this one's going to be my go-to plugin for that. And of the things that I've got to change, it's a little unusual, but I'm going to bring it to light. With all the membership sites I run and the, you know, the millions of members throughout all of them in terms of all the users, I've run into a couple instances where I had to change an existing user's name because they were transgender, right? They got a regender assignment, as it were. And so you have to change not only their profile picture, but also their name. So this one worked for me on one particular instance that I had three people I needed to change. One actually was just married, and the other one had the other things I was talking about. And this one worked very, very well. So I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, I have another one, change username plugin I've been using for a couple of years now. But any plugin that makes the job of username changing easy, one you want to keep in your portfolio of plugins, because you're sooner or later going to have to change a username.
Yeah, and it's difficult to cancel an account and then have them re-sign up again, especially if they're in a process that they're already subscribed into. Yeah, when it can just be a small little change like this.
Small little change. Instead of digging into the database, pop this plugin in, quickly change it, and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the final plugin I've got here today is another one sent in by our listeners. It was sent in by David Hehenberger at fatcatapps.com, and it's called QuizCat, WordPress Quiz Builder. Now, everyone out there, if you have a Facebook account, you've seen those quizzes. Sooner or later, one pops up in your feed. Well, pretty much everyone has a Facebook account, so you know what those quizzes are, right, Marcus?
Yeah, like what frog are you?
Yeah, well, that's what this plugin does. It helps you build those quizzes in your WordPress website. It allows you to create the title, add images, create the answers, put images with every answer, go down, determine the total of correct answers and wrong answers, and then spit out a message with a great picture at the end saying, hey, yeah, you know everything about frogs. So this is a great plugin. It works very well. It's smooth. The one side note I have to it is that this plugin collects your user information when you install it and activate it. You don't have to opt into it. The opt-in says it won't give all of the functionality. I don't know. I didn't test that. But if you do opt in, it grants permissions for your profile, your site overview, URL, WordPress version, PHP info, plugin and themes you are currently using. It also gets the info when you activate, deactivate, and uninstall plugins. So basically, they collect everything that you do with your WordPress website and run it through a data collection service. There seems to be a data collection service for doing this on WordPress websites, and it's something all you developers might want to look into. Might be a great way to find out how your plugins are being used. At any rate, great plugin, worked very well. I set it up, it worked very fast. It was easy to create a quiz. You insert it on a page or a post via short codes. And then with a little luck, you create the right kind of quiz. Maybe it'll go viral for you and you just get tons of traffic. Who knows? Anyway, check it out. QuizCat WordPress Quiz Builder. And I rated it a 4 dragon rating.
Nice. I happened to look at this one myself, and I thought it was really cool. I liked the fact that it's not like your traditional quiz where you just go through all the answers and then it gives you a score at the beginning. This one actually, if you guessed the wrong answer, it would kind of flip over in a little card style and be either red or green.
Yep.
In the instance that you were either correct or incorrect with your answer. And I thought that was really neat.
Yeah, it's more fun to know if you got it right or wrong in a quick instant.
Right. Okay, the final plugin I've got today is called CF7 Messenger. And of course, CF7 stands for Contact Form 7. Now, I thought this one was really unique. I tried this out myself early this morning, and it worked very, very well. What it allows you to do is integrate your contact form 7 with Facebook Messenger.
Hmm.
So that if someone leaves you a message within the contact form 7, it integrates with this plugin and then sends you a direct message with Facebook Messenger. I thought that was pretty neat. The problem for me is I had to install Facebook Messenger on my phone because I didn't have it. It does work also on the PC version, obviously, if you're locked into Facebook. But you got to be careful with this one because it's pretty wide open. And you have to have some safeguards in place to prevent spam bots like a CAPTCHA or something like that. Otherwise, your whole Facebook Messenger is going to get blown up with spam.
Absolutely.
Overall, great concept. I love the way that it accepts real-time Facebook feedback in terms of that integration from your users. Really great plugin. Rated it a 5 out of 5.
Oh, need to adjust that again. Okay, yeah, it's a great plugin. I like that idea. Yeah, and definitely you want to have something to prevent spam bots because as soon as they discover something like that, they would just destroy you.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Okay, well, that covers up this week. I covered up Easy Appointments, which I gave a 4 to, Tailor Page Builder, which I gave a 4 to, and QuizCat WordPress Quiz Builder, which I gave a 4 to.
And I talked about Image Hover Effects, gave that one a 4 out of 5. User Rename by AZ, 4 out of 5. And CF7 Messenger, 5 out of 5.
Very nice. All right, and a little bit of commercial. Don't forget, hey, my beautiful wife, Sky, has started writing again and putting up great short stories on her website at runnersky.ca. And she's also getting ready to do Tough Mudder again. So she's putting up information for those of you that would like to see a great plan for preparing for Tough Mudder, all the workouts and all the other information. She's putting up all that great information there too. So if you want to check it out, please go stop in on her website at runnersky.ca, runnersky.ca, and read her content, leave her a message. She'd greatly appreciate it.
Excellent. And as always, please go to membershipcoach.com. It's where you're going to find all the training, advice, and support you'll need to develop and grow a profitable membership site. So the pricing is actually going to not quite double, but almost. So make sure if you have any intention of joining the program at all, let me know. We do have some flex payment options, some monthly billing options, things like that. So please join the site, take advantage, membershipcoach.com.
Okay, and the usual reminders, please stop in at the iTunes store and leave us a review. If you do and you leave us a link to your website, we'll read it out in the show and we'll give you a link from the website back to yours. We'd greatly appreciate your time there. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner or leave us a review on their website.
Absolutely. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, also membershipcoach.com, and find me on Twitter at marcuscouch. Remember, follow the show on Twitter at WPPlugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.